regarding the minhag to wear costumes on Purim. Of course, this minhag is brought down in the Ramah, and therefore it has its source in Halakha. Different reasons were given why we have the custom to wear masks. One quick reason might be because the Gemara says in Megillah that one of the reasons why God came down on the Jewish people with the Gezerah of Haman is because years before they bowed to one of the idols of Nebuchadnezzar. So the Gemara says, Hem lo asu ela lapanim. The Jewish people that bowed down to the idols had no intent to bow down to Avodah Zarah. They were bowing down and their kavanah was to God. So since they only did an external action, so God says, Afani lo asa ela lapanim. So God only made an external action, meaning it appeared as if Haman was going to destroy the Jewish people, but God never had any intent to let Haman go through with it. They made an external action of bowing, so God went through an external decree of Haman. Based on that, so therefore we wear a mask which covers up the face of a person, which is also an external cover, which hides the true image of a person. Based on why the whole miracle happened, Hem lo asu ela lapanim, so therefore we also cover our panim up to show that there's something deeper behind it. The question today is it permissible for a man to dress up in a costume of a lady, or a lady to dress up as a man? The Ma'ariv Mintz brings this down. Says, even though the Torah writes clearly that it's forbidden to have this type of dressing, man to a lady to a man, it's assumed at Torah, but he says he saw many people doing it, and he saw great hachamim that didn't open their mouths and accepted it, and therefore he concludes and says, must be because of Simchat Purim, so the hachamim were lenient for the joy of the holiday of Purim. Just like he says, we see that the kids would grab from each other the candies and grab from each other different belongings. Even though according to the halakha, even if you grab something from somebody in jest, but that's considered gezel. But on Purim, he says, we're lenient because Simchat Purim. And then the Rama brings down also, the Zakei Moshe, that the custom was in some communities to wear sha'apnez on Purim. Sha'apnez rabbinically. Rabbinic sharpness, kalayim ed rabbanan, and also the hachamim were lenient again for Simchat Purim. However, we found already some rishonim, amongst them Rabbi Eliezer Mimetz, and also the opinion of the Rambam, that write clearly, it is forbidden to dress up a man as a lady and a lady to man under all situations. Even temporarily, even for a joke, even for simcha. Now, if these acharonim would have seen the opinion of these nishonim, which they probably didn't, then certainly they would have retracted. The Rambam says that what they do at the weddings, that sometimes they cross-dress, this is forbidden, even though they're doing it temporarily, and even though they're doing it just for simchat hatam v'kala, it's asur. And he says, don't compare it to the case of stealing the candies from each other, because there Beit Din has the ability to make it hefker. So therefore Beit Din has a way to make it kosher, but Beit Din has no way to make an isur in the Torah of cross-dressing permissible. This is isur, and therefore halakha lemaaseh, halakha mevadyah comes out, and based on the opinion of Rav Chida that brings this whole story down, it is forbidden on Purim to dress up as a lady or a lady to dress up as a man. One should warn the ketanim. Sometimes the children, they want to dress up in costumes like that. One must make sure that the costumes are boys for boys and girls for girls. This is halakha lemaaseh. Regarding another question of magic, bringing magicians and what have you as such to Seudat Purim, or for that matter, all year round. This is one of Hakam Avadia's strong positions against it. Even though we all know he's not a sorcerer, and it's not from voodoo, it's really called Achizat Einayim. It's just the quickness of his hands, so therefore it looks like it's an optical illusion, where it looks like as if he's making magic. Hakam Avadia is still against having Jewish magicians come and do such a type of magic. However, he does say there is room to be lenient if the magician is a goy and he's not a sorcerer and something like that, and he's just doing things by the quickness of his fingers and his hands. There's room to be mekel, to have a goy magician. But to have Jewish magicians, this would be asur.